Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, number 121, where I read the Word of God from the Holy Bible and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary, one of the best ever written, and the Matthew Henry's commentary as well. This is podcast number 121. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are reading Daniel chapter 6, verses 4 and 5. Verse 4 reads in the Word of God, Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing from the Word of God, Daniel chapter 6, verses 4 and 5. Now, here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it, using first the Matthew Henry commentary. The Matthew Henry commentary, which is more devotional. It's a more devotional commentary than the Bible Knowledge commentary, but they work together well. Matthew Henry went on to say regarding this passage, To forbid prayer for 30 days is for so long to rob God of all the tribute he has from man, and to rob man of all the comfort he has in God. Does not every man's heart direct him when in want or distress to call upon God? We could not live a day without God, and can men live 30 days without prayer? Yet it is to be feared that those who without any decree forbidding them, present no haughty, serious petitions to God for more than 30 days together, are far more numerous than those who serve him continually with humble, thankful hearts. Persecuting laws are always made on false pretenses, but it does not become Christians to make bitter complaints or to indulge in revilings. It is good to have hours for prayer. Daniel prayed openly and avowedly, and though a man of vast business, he did not think that would excuse him from daily exercises of devotion in prayer to God. How inexcusable are those who have but little to do in the world, yet will not do thus much for their souls. In trying times, we must take heed, lest under pretense of discretion, we are guilty of cowardice in the cause of God. Pardon me. All who throw away their souls, as those certainly do that live without prayer, even if it be to save their lives, at the end will be found to be fools. Nor did Daniel only pray and not give thanks, cutting off some part of the service to make the time of danger shorter, but he performed the whole. In a word, the duty of prayer is founded upon the sufficiency of God as an almighty creator and redeemer, and upon our wants as sinful creatures. To Christ we must turn our eyes. Thither let the Christian look, thither let him pray, in this land of his captivity. And now the Bible Knowledge Commentary says this: the two administrators and 120 satraps sought some basis on which to accuse Daniel in his administrative work. They were probably jealous of his position and resented him because he was a Judean or a Jew, an Israelite. But they found that Daniel was not corrupt. He was trustworthy and diligent in discharging his responsibilities. They decided that they would have to find some basis for accusation in his religious practices, which obviously were well known to them. And by the way, if devilish Judas persecuting people can't get the man of God on anything else, that's where they go. They will attack his faith towards God and his service to God. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Remember to read the Word of God each and every day, and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom to understand it and apply it to your life. Most importantly, if you have not done so, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you can get your soul saved from hell and saved to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer.
So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and He will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or six